Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Oh, man. We are in the middle of reading 100 Ways to Change Your Life. By we, I mean Melissa and I, because you haven't jumped on board with this one yet.
Oh, I have. I read it after.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard the review yet.
Oh, you've heard, well, because you haven't listened to half of it. We did a partial one, because this book has got so much stuff in it that we ended up, we did 50, we talked about the first 50, and then at the end of April, we're going to talk about the second 50.
This definitely sounds like a book for me.
Yeah, I mean, think there's just the title. I think there are things that you would like and incorporate.
Yeah, I do.
So, it's been really interesting. Yeah. So if you haven't picked it up, it's by Liz Moody. I've been listening to it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. I've been listening to it, but then I bought this too because I wanted to be able to kind of mark it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you prefer to read versus listen. So check it out. But one of the, like, she talks about things from kind of a science, you know, experts, people talking about different things, but I thought maybe one of the other things, like, this is just about incorporating things into your life, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've just started, and you're a little bit ahead of me on this, is incorporating, like, yoga and stretching. I know I've done yoga on and off for years.
Forever, yeah.
But it's so crazy to me how something kind of so simple can make you feel so much better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if it makes me feel better. It just, I know that as we get older, our flexibility decreases. When your flexibility decreases, then the odds of, you know, just stumbling and falling and all that. And for me, for my job right now, for officiating, I get injured when I'm not flexible. It's my muscles not used to sprinting and stuff like that. And I'm trying to be proactive because, you know, I've been doing it pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just had a scrimmage a couple days ago, whatever, and I sprinted and I have no ill effects.
Yay.
Like, I don't have a hamstring or a glute that's bothering me right now. I'm like, well, it could just be lucky or it could be, and I'm not going to stop doing it. It doesn't hurt me any to do it. So, yeah.
I just feel like it's kind of interesting when you think about things like stretching or whatever. And people talk about, like, morning routines and night routines, and it's kind of like, what are the things that we absolutely need to incorporate into our life every day or every week, or, you know, what is that balance? Because I think, I mean, obviously everybody has some limited time, but, like, bang for your buck, it feels like stretching for 10 minutes is a pretty good, like, does have impacts, you know?
Yeah, I have kids in high school who do it before they go to bed. They do yoga before they go to bed, like right next to their bed on the floor. They just do it in, again, a 10, 15 minute, 20 max.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can't sleep without doing it, which I thought was interesting because I've never done that. And I'm like, wow, really?
Good for them for learning that.
Yeah.
You know, I have been, like, I travel with my yoga mat and I take it into my hotel room because it's really easy to do that. And it is just kind of one of those things that you can do it anywhere. And
I don't own any yoga mat yet. I might have to invest in one of those. I feel like you can do it on the carpet. I don't know. Is that cheating?
No, you can. Would
yoga people yell at me?
I don't know if they would yell at you. I will say a mat and bare feet keeps you from slipping.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice. But it's up to you.
Okay.
So any other kind of daily things that you feel like have made a big difference lately? What else have you
Well, consistency in working out. You know, changing to 6 days a week instead of 3 days a week is definitely, I don't want to do it all 6 days, but I
And you're not doing the same thing all 6 days.
No, no, no. I do core and yoga 6 days a week.
Okay.
I do pretty much upper body strength only 3 days a week. And I don't do strength, I do endurance. I'm done lifting heavy weights. And then the lower body, the running, it's 4 days a week. So I run for 10 minutes 4 days a week. So nothing's real strenuous. Nothing. Strenuous is bad for me, and I get injured. Mm-hmm. I always have to tell myself, even stretching, even doing yoga, that's far enough. Don't push it. Because my whole life has been push it.
It's interesting because the yoga we've done the last week or so, I feel like it feels so gentle to me that I'm like, because I am. Because
it's not the strength part, it's just the flexibility.
Yes, and I'm just like.
Because that's my focus, what I do.
Yeah, part of me is like, this is nothing. And then I'm just like, just relax and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And also, like, understand that there are benefits from it. You don't have to be trying. Yeah. That's, I think, again, just how, whatever, how we
try. But I can definitely see, what I've learned about, in physical training and stuff is don't be an all-in person. Don't just, I'm in and I quit. I'm all in. So something like this, I could see, I don't even know what's in the book, but just by the topic, the 100 ways to change your life, mm-hmm. I would maybe incorporate one a month.
Well, that's kind of why we decided to break it up into two pieces, even with that, because, just reading it feels like kind of drinking from a fire hose, right? So it's so it is kind of like
But if you incorporated 12 of those things and truly incorporated 12, I would think that would change your life.
I think so, too. Yeah. This talks about some of the cold shower, cold plunge type of thing. Talks about little things tongue scraping, just microbiome stuff, just things that you just go, okay. And she talks about a circ walk, which I talked about before, but for somebody like me who has had trouble sleeping and different things like that, and just trying to get steps in, the first thing she does every morning, without fail, is get outside and walk for 10 minutes and come back in. Mm. And just kind of help reset that circadian rhythm, but also, and I'm like, oh, that's really smart, mm-hmm. So.
That gets a lot easier in the spring and summer when it's getting light earlier and that kind of stuff. It's tough in the winter.
Yeah, it is tough.
Doable, but tough.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's really interesting, and it does relate to kind of things that we're incorporating also. And I think, honestly, it's just always just about trying to incorporate things, right? And do a little better.
Positive things in our life.
Yeah, for sure. So
we do enough negative.
I know. It's funny because
we don't talk about those things.
Yeah, no, well, it was funny because I actually just downloaded a different consistency tracker app or whatever. And it was you can add habits, but you can also monitor quitting bad habits. And I was like, oh, I don't want to quit bad habits. Keep those. I just want to
add some new ones. Come
exactly. Maybe they'll fall off. Balance. So anyway, all right. Well, cool.
I'll check out the book.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you later.
That's it.
Hey everyone, I hope you love this episode of I'm Still Here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.